My daughter, Caitlin, was diagnosed with a rare form of bone cancer when she was 7, and even in our worst nightmares would never have dreamt that it could have been cancer. So she went through the most vile treatment. It's the only word I can think to describe it. It's absolutely hideous. For a year, including a life-saving operation, which took out the bone in her leg and the cancer, the tumour, obviously, muscles, and replaced it with a titanium prosthesis. From there, she went from strength to strength, but unfortunately, 3 years later, she relapsed and had another bone tumour in her arm. She went through very similar treatment, only this time it was actually a lot harsher, and she had to have a stem cell transplant. And again, you know, spent another year fighting for her life. And thankfully today she is 3 years in remission. We're one of the lucky ones. She's doing very well, but obviously living with a lot of long-term side effects because of the treatment.
What sparked you wanting to set up this campaign?
We were in a support group, an online support group. And the one thing that we all had in common was realising that when our children were diagnosed, we were totally unaware of any of the signs or symptoms or very much about it. Some of us didn't even realise that children could get cancer. So we realised that this is really the key to trying to change the future for these children, and getting them, you know, earlier diagnosis, better research, kinder treatments. And all of this really starts with awareness.
Explain a bit about the glow. You're lighting up buildings, aren't you?
The reason it's glow gold is because gold is the colour of the childhood cancer ribbon, and the month of September is the awareness month. We've got Canterbury Cathedral. They tend to glow gold anyway. That's the colour of the stone, but they're going to dedicate that golden glow on the 1st of September to childhood cancer awareness, and we'll be saying prayers for the children suffering, past and present. Leeds Castle, the Marlow Theatre, the Gulbenkian Theatre, the Leescliffe Hall, Herne Bay Clock Tower, and Folkestone Town Council are also supporting, which is fantastic. So yeah, it's words getting out, and the more we can have, the better. So if you think you can light up gold, or you have a window you can display with gold and posters, that would be brilliant. Get in touch, it'd be great.